Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Pei Hei Amar Aleph of Masechta Shabbos. We're already into Daf Pei Hei Amar Aleph. We are at Amar Rav Asi. So the Gemara brings what the Mishnah said, that the shear of an aruga of 6x6 tefachim is enough, large enough to plant 5 different types of plants in it. So Amar Rav Asi, aruga tocha shisha chutz migvuleha. It means that when we say 6x6 tefachim, it means that inside the box is 6 tefachim, meaning not counting the width of the borders itself, it's 6 tefachim. Tani nami hachi, aruga tocha shisha. And in fact, we have a brisa that says exactly that. Then when we talk about an aruga, it means the inside of the box is 6 tefachim. Gvuleh become a good. So how wide are the gvulin? How wide is the outside of the box? Kiditan, Rabbi Yehuda omer rochav kamlo rochav parsa. That the width of the outside of the box is as wide as a person's foot, meaning which is a tefach. So we learn from there that so too the gvul of an aruga is a tefach. So I'm Rabbi Zeh Revi Tema, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda think that the space of the rochav of a tefach is enough to be mavdil between a field and a shura in the aruga? Because the pasuk says when it's meshabeach Eretz Yisrael that you don't have to worry so much about irrigating the fields in Eretz Yisrael because the rain will give it enough blessing, and it's not like Eretz Mitzrayim where you had to constantly water the fields, you had to work on irrigation so much. V'ishkisa v'raglicha kigan hayarak, that you need to schlep water on your shoulders and to bring it by foot to all around the fields. So biraglucha is really extra. That word is extra. So ma regel tefach af gvul nami tefach. It must be teaching us this din, that just like a regel is a tefach, so too a gvul, the gvul is a tefach. So we learn from there that the Torah considers that amount of space is enough as far as Maris Ayin is concerned as well, to take away any concern of mixing of different minim. And therefore, when you have an aruga that has a border of a tefach, is considered as if it's its own separate location. That if you have a rosh tur that's nichnas l'tocha, and that's going to work to separate it. A rosh tur is like the edge of a triangle that enters into it. So a tefach is going to be considered enough of a gavul around to separate the two different types of minim. So the Gemara brings the Gemara is going to explain what the location of the aruga that our Mishnah was talking about is. Amarav, aruga b'churva sheninu. The aruga that our Mishnah was talking about, that you're allowed to plant 5 zeronim within 6 tefachim, is only in a situation where there are other arugos from other minim around it, because it doesn't say, I'm sorry, where there are no other arugos with other minim around it. It's a churva, it's totally empty, because the Mishnah doesn't say the space of the planting of the 5 zeraim inside of it, that 4 of them are in, I'm sorry, because all the Mishnah, let me say this again. There's nothing else around it, because all the Mishnah tells me is how to space out these 5 that are going to be in this aruga that's 6 tzvachim by 6 tzvachim, that 4 of them are on the 4 ruchos, and one of them is be'emtza. But if there are other arugos around it, where the distance has to be 2 tzvachim, then you wouldn't be able to be marchik the 4 zroim in the from the middle one with the proper shear, because you have to be marchik the zroim in the 4 directions from the zroim that are around it, that are by 3 tefachim, and then that would not give you enough space in the middle. So the Gemara asks v'ika makom kranos, but there's always the makom of the corners of the aruga where you can plant there, meaning even if it's surrounded with 3 arugos on each side, and altogether you end up having 8 arugos, it could be that you could still plant 5 zeronim, and you could still be marchik from the other arugos the proper shear. You could plant the ruchos of the aruga near the corners, and not in the middle of each direction, but in the corners, one on the tzafon, and one on the darom, and one on the mizrach, one on the mariv, and then from the corner until and you'll plant it from the corner until halfway down that direction, and the arugas that are near it will be in the second half of the of that direction, and that way you'll leave a space of a tefach in between them, and you could add the gvul of the 2 arugos, and together it will be 3 tefachim. So why does Rav have to say that we're talking dafka about an aruga shabachurva? Meaning there is a way to work it out that it's not an aruga Hurga Shabukhurva. So Amri Beirav, Mishmei Derav, Bimemale Sakranos, that we're talking about a case where you plant the entire direction, meaning when we say you plant it in the north and the south and the east and the west, it means entirely. There are ways to work it out if you plant less than the entire direction. So ask the Gemara, why don't you plant the arugos around it and the place of the chronos of the aruga, of the inner aruga, you won't fill in, meaning the inner rows, you will not fill the entire ruach with zra'im. You'll just plant only part of the row at the edge of the aruga, and the row of the aruga that's close to it won't be planted, or will only be planted very carefully. So why does Rav have to say that the Mishnah is talking about an aruga shebechorva where there's no other aruga? So says Gemara, Gzeira Shemi Yamale Esa Kronos. No, we don't want to set up a situation where you can't fill in the corners because we're afraid that you might fill in the corners. So frankly, Gemara, V'lo Yehei Ela Rosh Tur Yarak. Let the din of the aruga just be like a Rosh Tur, like when you have a triangle that goes from one field toward another field, where the tip goes toward another field. But since it's very obvious based on its shape that it's not part of that other field, so it's not a violation of Klayim. Milo Tanan, after all, doesn't the Mishnah say in third paragraph of Masechus Klayim, Hay Rosh Tur Yark Nichnas Tuch Sada Acher Muter Mipnei Shenira Sof Sada? So that there is such a din that if a triangle of one type of min and the tip of that triangle encroaches right next to the another field that's squared off, it's not a problem of client, because you could tell it's so obvious just by looking at it, just by its shape, that these are two different things and two different meanim. Says more, no, ein rosh tur ba aruga. Rav holds that there's no heter of rosh tur that's going to be matir, that which comes out from one aruga to another. That only if it goes from one sada to another, or from an aruga to a sada, or from a sada to aruga, so that's very nicker, that it's muvdal one from the other. But two arugas are not considered enough in order that it should be nicker, that each one should be nicker on its own. That looks like an aruga achas. Ushmul amar aruga bein harugos shaninu. And Shmuel says that our Mishnah is talking about an aruga that's planted amongst other arugos. And he disagrees with Rav that it's talking about dafka and aruga shabachurva. Vakamasarvi badadi. Aye, but aren't they going to be mixed in? So says, not to shur lakan, vishur lakan. Shmuel says, when he says it's an aruga bein harugos, it doesn't mean that you fill the entire ruchos of the aruga. Like we said before, the Ukimtu, we said before, you only fill it halfway with planting, and therefore it leaves enough space between the different types of plants to not be a problem of kalayim. Okay, we're going to stop there, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Pehei Amid Beis.